Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, a good friend of the program, Gary Trent, former Timberwolves player and still very active in basketball here in the Twin Cities. And Gary, thanks for your time. And let's get right to it. You've got to be a proud papa today. The Portland Trailblazers in that NBA bubble last night down in Orlando get a victory over Memphis in overtime, 140-135, and your son, Gary Trent Jr., former star at Apple Valley and at Duke, 17 points. So congratulations to you and to him.
I appreciate that, Eric. You know, man, it was big for him to come off the bench, especially after sitting there all that time, and then the coach throw you at the end of the fourth quarter, and then you played the whole overtime. And I think a lot of that defensive effort that he gave in guarding Morant is what changed the game. There was like two possessions, but one that really stuck out. Morant had the ball at the top of the key. My son sat down, poked it. Morant had to chase it back to half court. My son dove on it, made it loose again, and it was like 1 or 2 seconds left on the shot clock, and he had to throw up a half court shot. Those are things that don't end up on a stat sheet. You don't get credit for a steal. You don't get credit for a poke, but you caused that shot clock violation. Which is, coaches and scouts see those things, though.
Yeah, no question. And I think the youngsters out there listening need to know you have to play both ends of the floor. Yeah, it looks great. Gary Jr., 17 points. He was 5 of 8 in the field goal department. He did outstanding on the offensive end, as you said. But you got to play that other side, too. And those plays do add up, don't they?
All of those plays add up. And those are the things that are important for young players trying to earn playing time. You know, you got a lot of veterans on that team. You got Hall of Famer in Melo. CJ's on an all-star bound. Dame is a for sure all-star. So in order for your peers to respect you and scouts to respect you and coaches to respect you, any guy that's willing to do intangibles, those are the sacrifices of the team. Loose balls, diving on the floor, things that don't show up in stats. That's how you earn respect as you're building his young basketball resume of who he is and how he's going to be as a player.
Do you think, Gary, that the pandemic and the long layoff and now the relaunch by the NBA down in the Orlando bubble, was that good for Gary Trent Jr. in the sense it gave him more time to acclimate? I know he bounced from the G League to the NBA early on, but I'm sure he feels a little bit more comfortable now.
Well, in all actuality, when Rodney got hurt, his playing time became consistent. He could know coming to the game every night, coach is going to look down and call my number. Then Dame got hurt, he became a starter. Dame come back, CJ got hurt, so he's continuing to start. And that's when he got comfortable because he didn't have to look over his shoulder so much, or he knew I can make a mistake and I'm not coming immediately out. Coach is going to not only work with me, but in a sense, he's got to work with me because we're short a guy. And in the process of giving him some of that rope to make mistakes and continue to grow, he was able to find his comfort zone. But during the corona, you know, I lived out there for many years, and I got a great friend who I let live with me, who's now becoming a fireman. He had a friend that has a gym, and he gave my son the passcode to the gym. My son hooked up one of those guns that, you know, shoot the ball and then catch it in the net and rebound it and fire it back to you. He was doing two-a-days on that by himself at the gym during the corona. Because I told my son, as soon as this is over, they're going to hit the ground running and expect everything to go back to normal. You don't have time to sit back. You're a second-year player. You're young. And there's still so much development and growth for you. Get to that gym twice a day. And that's just what he did. Had some station work, got doing his conditioning. And as you can see, he wasn't sitting around during the corona. He was working.
Well, let's give an assist to the Portland Fire Department for helping out with Gary Trent Jr., letting him into that gym. And I know, you know, you coached him as a youngster. And, Gary, you've coached a lot of kids in that Apple Valley area. And it's tough love sometimes. But it had to be gratifying last night to see the tough love and all the investment you and he have put into it pay off for one game.
Well, definitely, man. Every time, you know, my son would never do anything on the basketball court that surprises me. Because there is nothing that we have not worked on or discussed. But I'm just happy for him personally after the uphill battle and the way he had to come in and nothing was handed to him. When I say nothing, I mean nothing. You played 45 minutes total as a rookie out of 82 games. That means you didn't even log in a minute per game all year. You know what I'm saying? You didn't even get an hour's worth of playing time. So to come back this next year and perform how you are on both ends of the floor, I'm more happy for him than anything else.
Gary Trent, our guest here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, a former NBA player, had a great run with the Timberwolves. He was part of that team that went to the Western Conference Finals way back in 2004. And again, his son, Gary Trent Jr., and the Trailblazers get a victory last night in the Orlando bubble over Memphis, 140-135. And maybe the only disappointing part of the evening for you, Gary, had to be that Tyus Jones, who's with Memphis, he's got some knee soreness, so he did not play. But we almost saw two former Apple Valley Eagles and Duke Blue Devils on the floor at the same time. That would have been fun.
Man, we did see two Duke Blue Devils because when he was guarding Grayson. So you did see that. We didn't have the Apple Valley matchup, but he switched off on Grayson a few times. And you can hear the commentator say, yeah, they're duking it out, you know, just on the punchline side. But, yeah, you know, Tyus got his money. And, you know, one thing about a true competitor, yeah, he got his money, but he still wants to build on his legacy. He still wants to play. He still wants to earn his stripe and be respected. Tyus worked very hard for many, many years. You don't get to the NBA without working hard, and you definitely, they're not just handing out money. You hear a lot of people say, oh, man, they're giving away money. No, they're not giving away money. No billionaire owner became a billionaire by giving away 20, 30 million at a time. That was an investment. They invested in Tyus because they believe that he can bring something to the table to make them a better organization.
Gary, you're close to Kevin Garnett, the greatest player in the history of the Minnesota Timberwolves franchise, a guy who won a title with the Boston Celtics as well. He would like to become part of the ownership group that gets the T-Wolves from Glenn Taylor. What do you know about KG's efforts to be, you know, be part of the group?
I mean, he's been adamant about that for many, many years. It's something that him and Glenn are going to really have to decide. You know, this is like a bad kind of relationship marriage. You know, they were together, they break up, you come back, we break up. You know, it's almost like a dysfunctional family or something. But, you know, there's still success in a bright light out of dysfunctional family. Something still good could come out of this, and who better than him? You know, first and foremost, whatever this team's value is, when he came here, it wasn't valued at that. His play, his performance, his notoriety raised the value of that. So, you know, piece of whatever this team is worth, he made it valuable to that point. So who better than him to get that opportunity?
Yeah, no question. And, you know, when KG played, and I saw a lot of his games, and you were a former teammate of his, you never questioned the effort. The sweat equity night in, night out was incredible. And I think that's why the fan base here in Minnesota loves him. And I believe Kevin Garnett has always loved, as he calls it, soda. And he has a, you know, a passion for Minneapolis. And Gary, given what's happened in the George Floyd tragedy, Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, needs some healing. Is that part of Kevin's mission to try to get this team to get us toward better times?
Well, you got to look at it. The Vikings got close a couple years ago as far as football. That didn't happen. We don't have a title in hockey. We don't have a title in baseball. So right now, for the most famous Minnesotan, or one of the most famous Minnesotans to come here, get the franchise, turn it around. You not only bring life to the city as far as fans coming back, fans' excitement, but you also going to bring revenue back to the city because people are going to come out to watch those games that they normally wouldn't come out on a Tuesday night because nobody comes out to really support a losing team unless you're a true, true hardcore fan. So on those Tuesdays and Wednesday nights with the winning franchise, they may come out and see those games and those restaurants downtown that are suffering from a lack of people patronizing them. They will receive benefits from the teams and those things winning. So it's bigger than just the Timberwolves. It's going to really give the city an injection of life because between the shootings, the crime, and this corona, it's been pretty slow and pretty bad for the downtown economy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. How critical is it in your eyes, Gary Trent, that Glenn Taylor sells locally? Because as you know, Las Vegas would love to have the NBA. They've got T-Mobile Arena. The Vegas Golden Knights of the NHL have been a smash hit. Seattle wants a team back. They lost the Sonics to Oklahoma City. They are renovating Key Arena to the tune of $600 million. How critical is it that somebody from the Twin Cities or Minnesota buys the Timberwolves?
Well, at the end of the day, Glenn Taylor's a businessman. And if I can sell the team in Minnesota for $5, but Seattle wants it for $10, I promise you they're going to lose that team. You know, but I think for the city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota, you don't want to lose the only team here. It's not like, you know, California, where you got the Clippers, the Lakers, the Kings. We don't have all those extra teams. You know, they got four or five football teams, two or three baseball teams. We're not like that, like the state of California. We need to value everything that we have here, turn the Timberwolves around, and we need a parade here. A parade here in a year or two or something of that sort would take this whole city, and they would never be the same. If you look at, like, Cleveland, after they won that championship, you can never take that away. That city will never be the same.
Yeah, we have not had enough parades in the Twin Cities when it comes to sports championships. Finally, Gary, before I let you go, I'll circle back to the NBA bubble in Orlando. Again, your son, Gary Trent Jr., with the Trailblazers, and they're one of 22 teams down there. What has he said about the bubble, and does he feel like all the protocol for COVID-19 is being met and that they're doing about as good a job as they can? Because certainly Major League Baseball's got a lot of issues. They don't have a bubble. They're traveling. But the NBA, the NHL, MLS, they're either in hubs or bubbles.
Well, I think, my son is very happy. At the end of the day, my son, he said, we could have went to Afghanistan and laced them up. I just want to play ball. I don't care where, against who. I don't care if no fans is in the crowd. I don't care if the games are aired on TV or not. He just wanted to play. You know, because all those guys are performing in front of no fans. You only got your teams, the referees, and NBA, you know, official people. So, you know, he's very happy with the bubble. And, you know, it's no wear and tear on your body. You mean to tell me I can play the Milwaukee Bucks without having to fly from Oregon to Milwaukee? Or I can play the Knicks without flying all the way across the country? So there's no wear and tear on your body as far as travel. There's no swelling of the joints being on an airplane all night. You're not playing Monday against Philadelphia and Tuesday against Cleveland. So for as far as players, it's ideal. All I got to do is wake up, roll from the hotel room, and get ready to play. I don't have to go through all that. So it takes a lot of stress and wear and tear off the body as well.
And that's a great point because you look at where Portland is, upper left-hand corner of the U.S. map. They don't have the Grizzlies in Vancouver or the Sonics in Seattle. They have no close road trips. They log more air miles than any NBA team every year. So for Portland, you're right. This has to be fantasy land down there next to Disney World.
Definitely. The closest game you got is the Lakers and the Clippers. So every other game is going to be 4 to 6 hours, 8-hour flight. So for the Blazers, this is perfect. We don't have to travel. And then we don't also have to go from – if I go to bed every night in Portland at midnight, because this happened to me as a rookie, I go to bed about 12 or 1 in the morning. Well, when we went to play the Knicks my rookie year, man, I didn't fall asleep till 4 or 5 in the morning, and I'm scared to death thinking I'm going to miss the bus at 9. You know, because I'm like, oh, my God, it's 4 in the morning. I can't go to sleep. If I oversleep the bus, I'm thinking about the fine. I'm thinking about coach. I'm thinking about my playing time. So there's a lot of pressure with all that coast-to-coast stuff, especially for a young guy.
Gary, always good to talk to you again. Congrats to Gary Trent Jr. for having that big game last night. I remember a few years ago when you brought him down into the CCO studios as a young kid, and you could see the promise, and he's beginning to fulfill it. That's got to be fun.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
All right, thanks so much. He's Gary Trent, former Timberwolves player, as we talk NBA bubble and the sale of the T-Wolves and a lot of good stuff.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.